Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and tonight I am wearing the hat of Life Coach. My name is Michelle E. Alford, and we're going to be talking about a great topic this evening. The topic for this evening is the importance of detoxing your life to grasp onto the beauty of your future. And it's just been something that I've been wanting to talk about and share with everyone. Under the sound of my voice, about the amazing ride and spiritual journey that I've been on. And I just wanted to share that information. Sometimes you just, you know, you have information and you experience something that you just can't hold, but you want to share it with someone else so they can take on a new perspective in life. You know, if something that you can say to inspire someone else to make a better life for themselves, I'm all and willing to share that information with you, because what good is going through a great experience, a life experience, and knowing that someone else can, you know, use that information, and you just hold it all to yourself. And I'm definitely not a person that like to, you know, hold information in that I can certainly share with someone else to better their lives. That's one of part of my job as a life coach, is to help people find the purpose in their lives, find the happy medium in their life, you know, become centered and achieve those goals that they're trying to achieve within their lives. So this is why I wanted to talk about this topic this evening. It's just, you know, I feel so illuminated with so much knowledge and you know, a new experience. I'm just going to share with you just a little bit of what I have been doing with my own personal life. And this is, you may not have to go to the very extreme that I have gone through to change some things in my life. But, you know, perhaps, you know, some of the things that I may share with you this evening, you can definitely use and apply it to your own life. I want to just start with why I wanted to, you know, change a lot of things in my life. I've just been on this journey where I just wanted to lead and live a holistic life. And a lot of times people don't really go in great depth to understand what living holistically is. And it simply just means that your entire life, even from your thought process, you think with concise and precise in ways. You know, you don't just make hasty decisions. You don't live your life just, you know, without purpose or meaning. You don't live your life just, you know, in the same rhetoric of just doing things for the sake of doing it, but you live life whole. And so you don't leave any loops in there. You know, you live your life whole and complete. And I just want to share with you the journey that I have been on. And it's just, you know, it makes me smile every time I think about what I've decided to do with my life and how the great the results that have been coming and the things that have just been opening up in my life just as a person. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm an author, poet, writer. I own a publishing company, Michael Michelle Publishing Company, and I also own a life coaching company, which is Nia Happy Life Coaching, and the HAPPY stands for, this is our tagline, helping all push past yield. That is my, these are my companies that I run for myself, and I just kind of want to talk. A lot of times people don't understand that you can run more than one successful business, because not all businesses require you to have these huge overheads and these huge expensive, responsibilities to run it, or expenses. But before we get into that, let me just start with you, speaking with you. The topic is the importance of detoxing your life to grasp on to the beauty of your future. I hear talk to people time and time again, and they're always complaining about what's wrong in their life. Why are they attracting this type of person in their life? Why are they always have something negative going on in their life? Well, if all of that is going on in your life, that should tell you something, because you are the common denominator in that equation. So you have to start with you to change your own situation. Now, let me just start here. Nobody else around you, I don't care if you're in a bad relationship, you're having problems on your job, all of these things are going on around you. Again, if everything includes you. So that should tell you that you should stand back, look in the mirror, and figure out what it is about you that is, creating this atmosphere, this negative atmosphere around you, and start there. And those are some of the things, I'm a very positive person, and I lead a very positive life. But everybody has something that they can change about themselves. We are, none of us are perfect. None of us have arrive to that angelic illuminating state where we sit on this throne and untouched by the cares of this life. But there are those of us who do what it takes to ensure that we have a quality life. But let me tell you where I started spiritually. There were some things that I was experiencing in my life, and I said, what is it about this circumstance in my life that keeps me from going to the next level? And, because you could be full of knowledge, you could be a very ambitious person, very innovative, but something else is blocking you from moving to that next step and then that next step. So I began to access, myself eternally. And then once you begin to reflect and look at yourself eternally, internally, then you begin to see things that can be changed about you. I've been listening to this CD that was given to me by Dr. Doris Moulton-Spoon, who happens to be also a host on my network here. And it's by Louise Hayes, and it's a tape of affirmations. And a lot of times people don't understand how powerful affirmations can be in your life, how powerful they can, change the circumstances in your life. The one thing about listening to this thing, this tape that she has, you're living a more balanced life. And, I had already been on my journey of, changing things, remapping things, but this also came at the appropriate time for me to incorporate, those thoughts and those things with things that I was already doing for myself. But people don't realize that, the thoughts that we carry in our minds, the resentments in our hearts, all of the hurts and pains that we carry on from day to day, day after day, month after month, year after year, all of those things bottled up inside of us affect our lives and our performances in our life. It affects everything that we do in our lives. No matter whether you believe it or not, it does. Just think about it. Your atmosphere around, if you're around a lot of negative people, you get a lot of negative energy. And that you'll find yourself in a position where you're asking, you're saying, oh, God, it's just, you know, this is just crazy. It's so chaotic and everything is going on around me. But look at, if you stand back and look at who you're around and what you're around, then you'll see that's where that energy is coming from, that negativity is coming from. And we need to, you know, figure out ways to remove those things out of our lives. And you know, let me just quickly define detox. They say detoxing, by definition, is the ridding of bad things within your body. But if you apply it to your life, detoxing, I came up with my own definition of detoxing. And my definition is the process designed to rid yourself of negative forces in your life, plain and simple. Because when you think about the influx of energy, how, you know, energy can't pass through if something's blocking it. So if negativity is in your life, if the wrong person is in your life, that you know, all you're being blocked, you're blocking those things that are a part of your purpose, you're blocking them actually manifesting into your life. Now let me quickly explain. I'm going to go to the first segment of spiritual life, and that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily speaking about being a religious person, because I'm not speaking of being a religious person. People need to access, you know, one of the things you can do is to access your life spiritually, and that just means simply going inside yourself and becoming one with yourself and, you know, the higher power. But I began spiritually accessing my own self, looking within myself, you know, trying to tap into the senses, you know, the pure senses of what's inside of me, and looking at, you know, honestly, and looking for whatever it is that I needed to change in my life to take things to the next level in my life. And what I began doing is I began meditating. And, you know, I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful the experience is with meditating. People associated with just a form of religion. Well, meditating is not a religion. It's just simply being quiet or calm. You can add the element of music. There are some religious organizations or they, you know, incorporate their religion into it. But for the most part, meditation is something that's just totally awesome. It's a really holistic practice. When you think about, I think about all the people want wealth in their lives, and they say, you know, I think about all the wealthy people that practice some form of meditation in life, Russell Simmons being one of them. Just a whole lot of people out there that's into clearing their minds. When you think about it, if you're in a crowded room and it's standing room only, and you're trying to move and move and shake but in every direction something is blocking you, that's the same process with your mind. If your mind is full of garbage or full of negativity, you don't have any room to allow new thoughts, new ambitions to come into your mind. You haven't allowed yourself or opened yourself up to new ideas. So you have to detox yourself. You have to rid yourself of those negative forces in your life. You have to rid your mind and allow innovative thoughts to come in. I see a lot of people, when I talk about meditation, it's not something that's very, very well received in the Black community always. And I think it's because it's that, you know, they don't understand that it's not it's not a religious practice. It's just a holistic practice of ridding yourself of, you know, those, you know, those negative energies in your life. And so the thing that I do every morning is, I come into my office, my home office, and I just feel the atmosphere. I have some relaxing meditation music, or sometimes I just don't turn on any music at all, and I just, you know, sit quietly. I don't do the chanting thing, and those are some of the parts of things that you know, other religious practices incorporate, and what they're meditating. But you don't have to do that. You can simply just be quiet, and you can literally feel any type of stress that you've, you know, had, or that, you know, you may start your day off with, to keep yourself, you know, centered and focused. Start your day off with meditation, and automatically every morning you allow yourself to be detoxed of the negative energy, the negative force, anything that you were holding on to mentally. And in order for new innovative ideas to come into your life and part into, you know, you a newfound direction in your life. So that's one of the things that you could do is, you know, begin to understand the process of meditation. Russell Simmons, I was watching his show some time ago, and the person that was driving him, he also tells his kids to meditate, and they were actually meditating in the car. All they did was, while they were driving for 20 minutes, they just became silent. And you'll be surprised how much your mind could be opened and receptive to new ideas when you detox yourself of the negative forces in your life. Now, I want to talk about very briefly, I'm going to say this real quickly, the spiritual life, you know, whether you Christian or whatever higher power you choose to serve, I think that, you know, you should stand true to what you believe, and I serve the Almighty God. I don't profess, you know, I grew up in the Pentecostal church, but I don't profess any type of religion. I don't consider myself a religious person. I consider myself a highly spiritual person that definitely serves the Almighty Father. And but I have different views on different things, and I choose not to follow a man-made doctrine or a man-made religion when spiritually we can be in tuned if we, you know, lend ourselves to prayer and meditation. You know, we can open up our senses and our own our visibility to the spirit world by fellowshipping through prayer, fellowshipping with the Almighty through prayer and meditation, and of course through His divine scriptures. So, with that being said, that is some of the things that you can begin practicing, because I can tell you without doubt, you know, every morning that I wake up, I look for the moment to just, you know, be silent and be pure in mind and meditate, because there is something just, you know, totally divinely pure about meditating. The things that used to bother you, you know, people, I can't even tell you, the things that used to, you know, the little things that used to agitate me no longer bother me, because, you know, I focused in and centered myself around a happy atmosphere by just that simple practice. We don't understand that in our lives, anything in our life, we have to manage. If we want to maintain a certain weight, we have to manage our weight by doing what it takes to maintain a certain weight. If we want to run a business, we have to manage that business in a way where it's, you know, going to be successful. If we want to have a great relationship, we have to do what it takes to manage that relationship, which brings me into the next part of my discussion. I have I'm going to talk about professional and romantic relationships. Now, I'm going to touch on the professional first because there are so many people that I talk to always speaking about how much they want to be successful. And so many people are talking about being successful, but so few are doing what it takes to even begin the process of becoming successful. And let me start off with this. You have to surround yourself and put yourself in the company of people who are doing what you say that you want to do or you aspire to do. If you're running around in crowds where people are constantly lending themselves to a negative environment, gossiping, spreading rumors and doing heinous things to bring, ridicule on somebody else or harm on someone else. These are some of the things that you don't realize that you're lending yourself to negative energy, flowing in your life, and you wonder why things are not going well in your life. Well, those are some of the things why. I have a laundry list of some of the things that we need to detox out of our lives. We need, there are so many people that travel in packs. I've said this, in several discussions before, that people always try to follow the crowd. But let me tell you something about following a crowd. A crowd may not always, people who are following a crowd may not always know where the crowd is going. All they're doing is following after all the noise, the glitz, and the glamour and the glitz, not really knowing if the crowd has a purpose or if they're affecting any type of positive change. All they know is they're going where all the noise is, but once they get there, they don't even realize what's truly going on because they really haven't taken the time to find out. All they know is this is where the crowd is, so this must be the happening thing. When you keep saying in your life you want to be wealthy, you want to be successful, you want to be known or famous or a celebrity. Well, let me tell you something about that. Again, everybody that's following a crowd is not always going in the right direction. They're following a person or a process or an event without truly knowing exactly what the purpose is, where they're going. They're not even paying attention to, if this is a positive thing, a negative thing. All they know is this is where all the people are at. And just because a lot of people is in one place, that don't mean that they're prospering or that system or that process is going anywhere. And while you're spending time over there and saying, verbalizing that you want things, success and things of that nature to manifest in your life, over here, it's a less, a less attractive crowd, but guess what? They are on point with what they're doing. They have a purpose. They have a plan. And not only that, everything that they're doing is prospering. It's successful. And people equate success with crowds, but that's not necessarily true. Successful people, They are the exception because they are doing whatever it takes. They're not following the rules. They're doing what it is that they know to do to become who they are. They don't follow a program I'm going to hang with Pookie and them because Pookie and them keep saying that they want to be rich and successful, and they got all this hype, and they going to do it. But this person here has a precise plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They're making wise decisions. They're running a business. It may not be shooting up neon signs or firecrackers at the moment, but because they are committed and devoted to, you know, seeing their vision through, guess what? They are going to be successful because they are in it and very passionate about what they're doing. Where on the other hand, people are following crowds and they're hoping that because they are part of this crowd that all of this will rub on them. And guess what? Whoever's leading the pack of the crowd, they all in it for themselves. They ain't trying to, you know, necessarily, you know, help you out. I mean, that's something that you have to figure out. But, you know, you truly, you know, it truly just, again, just stems to a person knowing what to eliminate from their life. I want to just quickly point on the, you know, business relationships. When you're in a crowd of people that's always talking, you know, conjuring up rumors, always thinking and spreading nasty thoughts about others, guess what? If those people, you're in a company of those same type of people, those same people are doing the same thing about you when you're not present with them. And those are the kind of people you need to detox from your life, remove from your life, because they don't have purpose. They lack purpose. And the things that they allow in their lives, they, you know, they are not in a direction of making things happen, you know, going to the next, you know, excelling to the next level. When you don't hear those type of terms come out of their mouth, they don't talk about wealth and all of, they may talk about it, but they don't talk about, you know, how they're going to get it. They don't put into action the things they need to do to make that happen. And, you know, also that kind of negative energy in your life brings down the confidence inadvertently in your own life. You'll be wondering, why am I dealing with this thing? But you guess who you chose to hang around? People that's full of negativity, people that's always howling broke, people that's always saying that I am going to, instead of, you know, actually putting into action and doing something. If you want to be wealthy, one of the things you have to do is know whether, you know, fellowship with wealthy people and change your manner of thinking. One of the other things I want to talk about, you know, the process of, you know, with regard to business relationships. Also, you got to know who you're getting into business with. A lot of times a person may have a brilliant idea, but you need to check their integrity against, you know, your own personal integrity. If that doesn't align up properly, then definitely you don't need to, you know, take on that situation, because you're already setting yourself up for a failure, a failed business relationship. And that's not good. You know, if you want to go somewhere in life, you can't always, you know, make hasty decisions and get involved with people just because they, you know, flash a little cash, and, you know, think the whole process through, and don't always lend yourself to, you know, connect yourself with something just because it looks good, because everything that looks good is not always good. Another thing about, you know, business professional relationships, that you have to be a person that has some integrity. People have to be able to see that in you. It's not something that you have to say. It's something that people just know about you. And that's an awesome thing to have. Like, you know, a lot of I can speak very openly about some of the things that have transpired in my life. Just, you know, last year sometimes someone donated some funds to my radio show. I wasn't even soliciting funds, but the thing is, someone out there that, you know, perhaps listening to my radio show, or that knows me, for, you know, have, you know, been in company with me, and, you know, probably have heard, you know, some things that, you know, that I aspire to do in, you know, with regards to helping other people, and we're, you know, debuting with an anthology, the poetry anthology, and a lot of poets are debuting in this collection. as new authors. And you know what? That puts a smile on my face because that tells me that someone out there is paying attention to what I'm doing in my life, and they see it in a positive light. So much so that they were willing to give something to me without me even asking. How powerful is that? How wonderful and awesome is that? You know, you don't find that. But those are some of the qualities of being able to free yourself in your mind and allow the blessings in your life to flow through, you know, effortlessly. You don't have to, you can not do things and it just comes to you because of the decisions that you have chose to make in your life. And some of the decisions that I've been making in my life has truly opened up windows and doors of opportunity because of the process of detoxing all the things from your past, all the things from currently in your life that are not working for you. You have to know that you have to formulate some type of change in your life. Another thing I want to talk about with professional relationships, you have to know, I'm going to talk about Blog Talk just for a minute. There are so many radio stations and forums and venues on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you love to support, you know, I try to support people. I support people that don't even realize I support them. And sometimes people only equate your support to them actually seeing you. But, you know, I support a lot of people from behind the scenes in different ways. I may go to your site and buy your book or your ticket, ticket from you or a CD from you or something to show my support and my love for a person. And I don't always have to vocalize or make it known, oh, I'm doing this for you. That's not my style. But a lot of times people get into these cliques and these they develop these alliances between so many people, and they don't realize that those type of attitudes or decisions blocks other blessings coming your way, blocks other things from coming. You allow, because anytime a person is constantly sitting or being able to access the internet, you know, hours upon hours, and you see them, you know, from jumping from one show to the next, and they can do that every day, then that should automatically tell you that this person is not doing much in their life. Because if a successful person, the extent of them accessing the internet is them, you know, perhaps checking their emails daily and popping in and out every now and again to their social networking environments, but they're not spending 24/7 on the internet, because that tells you right there that person is obviously not doing something or you know, living in their purpose. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that people will follow people and form these strong alliances with people that have that kind of time on their hand. No successful person, Russell Simmons, is not on Facebook and Twitter 24/7. He got to be moving and shaking. He got businesses to run, clients to meet. He got things to do. Oprah is not on the social networking environment 24/7. So, you know, people, open up your mind, detox your intuition, and allow yourself to be open to receive those things that you desire to receive in your life. And you got to get that blockage out of your life. Your professional relationships are important. If you find yourself constantly hanging around those people that are not going anywhere, guess what? The same thing, that same environment, because, you know, that little saying, birds of a feather flock together, and, you know, things of that nature, you know, all of those things. You don't want to fall in that category where you're constantly saying that I want, I need, but you're not doing what it takes to get yourself there, and you're blaming everybody around you because you haven't achieved what you, the goals that you wish to achieve. And it's only because you're allowing yourself to be, to take in toxic information, and take in negativity, take in, somebody else's, thoughts about not being able to make it. So many people I hear talking about the economy. And, you know, yes, these are valid concerns, but what you don't realize that every time you vocalize something out of your mouth, you are affirming that thing to be true in your life. And people don't realize that our words are powerful. If you are always saying, I'm broke, guess what? That's an affirmation. You are affirming. To you, it may be just words, but you are affirming that thing constantly in your life. This is why I wanted to do this show, because we have to detox our way of thinking, get rid of those, my definitions was, the process of, getting rid of those negative forces in your life. Stop allowing yourself, we have friends that we have hung out with years after years after years, and I'm not saying by all means, I'm not saying get rid of people that, you've built these bonds with. But I am saying that if you want to take your life in a different direction, a more positive direction, you keep saying out of your mouth that I want wealth, I want riches, I want fame, I want to be healthy, I want to be wealthy. Well, if you're constantly surrounding yourself in an environment of people who are not doing those things, then it's likely that you're not going to do those things either. It's something that you have to tell yourself that it's something that I want to change in my own life. It's something that I want to do in my own life. And the only way that's going to be done if you make a decision to change. Here's another thing. I want to go now into the aspect of one of the things that I've been doing. A lot of times people don't realize also that our decisions to fellowship with people of wealth, we have our show is all about, our whole platform is about uniting voices and changing lives. So we have things on the show that, I want, as a life coach, I want to be able to, affect positive change in the lives of people. But I can want that all day long, but a person has to want that for themselves as well. You have to be able to put yourself in a position where you want to make that change as well. And the other thing that I'm going to talk about is detoxing yourself to prepare yourself for a greater future in the relationship area. So many people day in and day out speak of being single. But there is a beauty in being single for the moment. There's something that you should be doing while you're single. In my single moments, it has just been a lovely, lovely process for me, because I'm doing things that I know that I can change for myself to create, to ensure that when I do find come in and face-to-face with my future mate, I know that I have taken all the necessary steps it takes to have a great relationship. And a lot of times people don't realize that you have to assess yourself and say, well, what are the things? Okay, I'm single. I was in a relationship before, however long ago. What was it in that relationship that I was responsible for that wasn't quite right? Because you can't all the time blame the other person, even if they you felt like that they were the ringleaders of all the problems. You can never exclude yourself out of the equation. you have to assess yourself. And I tell you, on this journey that I've been on, it's just so to be, you know, when, let me tell you something about what meditating on a regular basis does for you. It opens up your heart and your mind and your eyes to visually see things with clarity. And so, you know, just that I have been taking it in, and I just allow myself to just become open and look at myself eternally and say, well, look, hey, I need to change this. I want to, you know, I want to be whole for myself. I want to be whole for my mate, my future mate. So here's what I need to do. I've been educating myself on the beauty of relationships, and you can never totally prepare yourself for everything, but it's an awesome thing to, you know, prepare yourself to the point where it matters to you that, you know, what your future is going to be like. So many people jump in and out of relationships without detoxing the bad spirit that they had with the previous mate. You know, getting rid of that bad karma, getting rid of bad grudges, getting rid of the bad, you know, decisions that you made with, you know, being in that relationship with that person. We don't allow ourselves that time to do that. And that's why so many people don't realize they after failed relationship, it's because you didn't allow yourself time and become reacquainted with yourself and realize, and, you know, tell yourself, this is what I wanted to make. This is who I wanted to make. This is the type of person I want to invite and welcome into my life. You can't allow yourself to welcome a great experience in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, without doing those things. It's just like putting a gift in a package, and, you know, it's like packaging yourself in old wrapping paper. It's, you know, typically, you know, wrapping paper is crinkly and, you know, whatever. It doesn't look, it's not presentable. It's not, you're not presenting your best self. So it's just like you're putting yourself in some old wrapping paper, and you're still in the inside of your gift. The inside of you is youth, and nothing, you did nothing to bring back the vibrancy in your life, bring back the beauty, you know, to bring back the wow effect in your life for somebody that, you know, you're trying to become connected with in a relationship. But, you know, they can't see the beauty in you if you allow yourself to walk into a relationship with still bitterness in your heart and things from your past relationship. So that's why it's so important. I can't even stress it enough to detox yourself from these bad things within your life so that you can grasp onto a better future. If it's love that you want, you can have love. Because love, you know, people make love so complicated, but love really isn't. It really isn't that complicated. If you choose to love somebody, you can love that person. If they choose to love you, they can love you. But you have to do whatever it takes to keep that relationship together, to bring, be in a harmonious relationship. And that requires you continuously accessing those things that are not so good about you, things that you could change about yourself, and, you know, so that you can have a great relationship. One of the other things I talk about with people, you know, especially women at times, single women, that is that you say that you want this certain kind of person in your life, but you want him to do everything in the relationship when we're supposed to be in a partnership with, you know, whoever we want to be romantically involved with. How can you be? You can't be in a partnership if you expect him to do everything. So there's a lot of things that, you know, we have to, you know, wake up to and really own up to, that we have to do our part in developing great relationships And it starts with you working on yourself. It always begins with yourself, developing good relationships so you can, you know, and getting rid of those things that keep you from living harmoniously. If you came out of an abusive relationship 3 months ago and then you meet somebody else and just jump right into a relationship, then guess what? Your relationship is already doomed to fail because you didn't allow yourself time to detox yourself from all of that, you know, that air of that past relationship. You can't grasp onto a beautiful relationship without doing something to affect change in your own life. It's just not going to happen. You know, it may happen for a moment, but it won't last. And if you're looking, and most of the single people that I talk to, they're looking for lasting romantic relationships, but yet they don't want to do what it takes to take the time and make a better model of yourself. You know, I think it's just a wonderful thing to be in a position where you're doing whatever it takes for yourself without even being involved. I mean, like, take those moments of being single and allow yourself to work on you. And even if you want to lose a little few pounds, don't, you know, make, it's not about, this is the moment and the time for you to do that and share those pounds. Not to impress anybody else, but you're doing it all for you. That's some of the things that I am doing. I'm not focusing on, you shouldn't focus on being single. You should focus on being one with yourself, being in love with yourself, you know, so that you can open up the gateway of being able to love someone else. I am just on this amazing path where, you know, I can see the heart and beauty of my future mate. And, you know, it sounds a little different, but, you know, I'm just telling you the truth. It's amazing when you open up yourself, you're meditating, you're allowing that influx of energy to come into your life and that positive energy just to flow. And you begin to open yourself wide to receive. I have things that I want to do. I want to trim down a little bit, but all those things I'm doing because I want to do that for myself. I'm not trying to impress anyone in particular. I'm not, you know, I'm not going out selecting someone because I know that love is going to meet me in a sacred place because, you know, it's just amazing. It's something that when you know things that, you know, when you're spiritually enlightened, you're able to see again with clarity, and you know, and the only way you can see things with clarity is by detoxing. I can't say it enough. Detoxing yourself of all the negative forces in your life, and just open yourself up wide, so you can receive those things that you desire to have in your life. All right, I'm gonna take it to I'm gonna take a break very quickly, and then we're just gonna hop right back into tonight's topic, and that is going through that process of detoxing your life to grasp onto the beauty of your future. I'm gonna play a little music here, and then we'll be right back after these messages, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for listening, but we're gonna continue on when we come back. All right, let's take it here. Thank you. All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Yancey with Fill It. I'd like to just send a quick shout-out to all of those who are hanging out on the switchboard with me chiming in. Tuning in. And if you want to chime in, select option one. And if you want to, you know, just say something on tonight's topic this evening, I welcome you to do so. Our topic for this evening is detoxing your life to grasp onto the beauty of your future. We went over a little bit. I'm going to just recap a little bit, you know, about the importance of just, you know, accessing yourself, you know, by the use of meditation and or, you know, and prayer. And when you meditate, you know, welcome that into your life. It doesn't, you know, it's not any religious thing, you know, although a religious organizations or incorporate meditation into their religious practice. But when you meditate, follow a specific program, you know, guide yourself, and you know, because meditation, what it does is focus, it helps focus your thoughts and give you a new perspective on things. And, you know, what I do, I meditate alone because it's you have no distractions. You have to eliminate the extractions in your room, turn your phone off. This moment is supposed to be a moment of silence, a moment for you to release and let go all the stresses, all, you know, even if it's beginning of the day, it's that moment where you allow and open up the gateway of positive and an influx of energy to come into your life. You know, you're inviting that into your life and in your day. Meditation is a way to guide, you know, just to make sure that your day is going to be guided in a positive way. And even if you come, you are confronted with some type of adversity, you know how to handle it with a clear head. That's just the importance of being able to remove just the negative forces from your life. That's my definition, is moving the negative forces in your life so that you can grasp onto the beauty of what awaits you in your life. Sometimes, you know, let me talk about a little bit about aloneness or oneness with yourself. Sometimes people, especially in, you know, the poetry venues and different things of that nature, or, you know, business organization, people always expect you to go, go, go. But what that does is to you're constantly running, and then when you think about it, it's great to, you have to, you know, it's wonderful to support people. But sometimes you have to sit and stay, and because if you're always on the go, that means you're not planning, you're not creating, you're not doing. If you're always on the go, you're not putting yourself in a place of brainstorming or, you know, affecting change in your life where to the point where you can develop, you know, your next new innovative thing that you wish to do. And if you do it, it's chaotic because you haven't actually sat down in that moment, allowed yourself to focus on that and that alone. If you're always at, you know, going out, you know, where is there time for you to create this wonderful, you know, develop this wonderful idea or, you know, grow this fantastic business? There's no time because you're always spending time hanging out with your boys and your girls and, you know, clubbing and things of that nature. All of that, if that's something that you wish to do in your life, that's okay. But when you complain about not having the things that you want to have, just look at what you're doing. You're not doing what it takes to get that, you know, to get what you have. And we talk about, you know, again, separating yourself from the pack of people, following crowds, you know, be responsible, be the responsible person, take responsibility for your own self. Don't feel like that you have to follow a crowd and that you have to, you know, in order for you to be the happening person or for you to be, to gain any type of notoriety, because the moment that you feel that, you have already lost, because, you know, people will acknowledge you for a moment, but then you will soon be forgotten. And then when somebody else comes on with something much bigger, much greater, then they're moving on to that next person because they're the new and happening thing. They may know your name, but it's just the name that they another name that they know. Another thing that I want to talk about. Now, I've been going through, I talked about earlier about going through this whole transformation for myself. This is something that I chose for myself. I've even gotten down to the way I eat, the products that I, allow, I use on my body, change the way that I love my temple, which is my body. And I've stripped the perm out my hair because, some of the things that I've been researching and finding out about the things that we do to ourselves also can affect our mental capacity, chemicals that we're putting on our hair. We don't realize that that's affecting us slowly, but doing something to us, and we don't even realize. And if you use perms over time and not realizing that, these little things that we are, doing to ourselves personally affects us over time in a major way. So I stopped, the perm, put it in over the course. I'm not suggesting that you do the same thing, but I'm just sharing with you what I have been doing in my life, and it has just been really changing my life. I used to have headaches, and now I'm beginning to wonder if me, perming my hair on a regular basis has something to do with, because the moment that I stop doing that, the headaches have already gone, and then incorporating the meditation, I'm not bothered by these constant headaches. And I haven't had a headache in a long time. So I can only equate that new experience for me detoxing things that have been, from my life that have been affecting me over time. And, of course, everybody wants to look beautiful, but we women, especially, I know a lot of black women probably worry, but I'm not taking a perm out of my hair. But if you manage your hair can still just be as luxurious as, as if you had a perm in it. And so that's what I'm experiencing. It just feels so great to be able to just share with you that even my eating habits, slowly but surely I have been, stripping away those things that are less healthy for me. Because if you grow up eating soul food, that's what you know to eat, and that's what I know how to cook. So those are the things that I'm it's easy for me. It's just like second nature to cook those things. But I've experienced a total rebirth for myself by just really, going within myself and saying, look, I need to change this, and this is what I want to change, so that I can grasp on to this great future that I see lying ahead of me. And I'm doing whatever it takes to reach my highest level of potential successfully, to have this beautiful, loving relationship with the love of my life. The mere fact of me thinking about how beautiful that is the moment that I meet the one that I'm supposed to be with, how just that moment of being with that person illuminates my heart and brightens up my spirit, puts a smile on my face because, I've done some of the necessary things it takes to get rid of those negative forces in my life. So, those things, if you think about over time, these are the definite things that, others should be doing in their lives, because we all, so many people complain about what they want, but they don't do the things that it takes to get those things. I can't even say time and time again, I hear so many people complaining about their finances, their relationships, what they don't like about them, what they, it's not enough of it, they want more of this, they want more of that. But you're affirming all of that negativity in your life, and you're not allowing yourself to invite or accept any positive energy in your life to even, overtake those negative forces in your life. You're dwelling on those things that, keep you held back. And if you don't detox those things out of your life, remove those things out of your life, how can you accept anything new into there? Because you're so overwhelmed by the negativity. It's impossible. I mean, and then and if it does happen, guess what? Because you're mixing and mingling the good with the bad, you know, and you've practiced so much of the bad, that overpowers anything that comes in good. Because guess what? You will continue to focus on that which is not good. It's just a wonderful experience to be able to say that when you live your life holistically, people think it's just, these big spiritual terms, and it just anybody can live holistically. It has nothing to do with a religion. It has to do with a decision to live your life as complete and whole as possible. And some of the other things that I wanted to share with you this evening is eliminating distractions. Again, we talked about that, touched on it a little bit earlier, but eliminating distractions. And I know a lot of you that are on the switchboard are not going to like this, but a lot of you spend so much time on these social networks, and you keep saying that I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to have a successful relationship. I want to go on vacation. I want to do this and I want to do that. But if you think about it, just look. I'm going to put a mirror in front of you right now. That if you're spending 24/7 out of the day on a social network, where then do you have the time to plan or develop your business, develop your plan to achieve that success that you want, to develop that business that you want, or to get into a lovely relationship that you wish to have? Where's the time? Where have you allowed yourself to actually work at doing those, manifesting those things in your life? You haven't. We have to learn, again, to eliminate things. I can't even say it enough. Detox yourself and rid yourself of these negative forces, these things that are blocking you from achieving that which you desire to achieve. You need to turn off the TV. Sometimes, I very seldom get the opportunity to watch TV, but if it's something that I know that I want to watch, I'll do the record thing and watch it when I have the time. But how can you be, say that I want to be wealthy, but you don't want to do what it is it takes to be wealthy? And watch the TV, all of those people on TV, they're doing what it is they need to do to have the wealth that they wish to have. So what does that leave you if you're constantly watching them on TV? That continues to leave you without. So again, I say that if you want something to allow yourself to grasp on to a more beautiful future, you need to do what it takes to get that future. You need to access yourself, go deep within, and understand what it is that you're doing. The common person in your situation, figure out what you're doing that's blocking all of that you wish to have in your life from you getting it. I can't even say that enough. And there are so many. I have so many, I have over 101 little tips about, and I'm definitely not going to go in all of them, but all of the things that you can do to kind of detox yourself and your mind, starting with your mind. It's just like everything, has to enter into your mind to manifest into something, into your reality. So if you're thinking about, hey, I want to get married, or hey, I want to start a business, it starts in your mind and it manifests through the passion in your heart. You have to follow through and get rid of the things that's blocking you. I am going to I'm going to touch a little bit about the process of the purifying your environment. People think that just okay, if I do this, remove this, and remove that from. But you also your home, your environment is a display of who you are and what's a part of you. If your home is in a utter, I myself don't like clutter. So if you have things in that's in your way, and people don't realize it's just the energy that you surround yourself with, you have to have an influx of energy flowing, you know, in your life. And if your car is cluttered, if your life is cluttered, if things around you are cluttered, then it blocks. That's another block is of energy coming into your life to, you know, change that which you wish to change. I think a lot of people don't understand or don't believe it that way. But it has an effect on you, whether you believe it or not. I am going to share with you just very quickly. We have 20 more minutes remaining in the show. I'm gonna, since wealth is almost always the common thing that people, desire to have. I'm gonna give you 7 traits of extremely wealthy people. 1, persistence. Every person that is looking or have attained wealth or affirms to have wealth, they're very persistent in what they're doing. Of course, they and what it is, and they understand that they will go through obstacles. They will have things that will come in their way, but their mindset keeps them focused and continuing to go forth and achieve what it is they wish to achieve. The other thing, another one is 2, invest or build a business. Now, how do you expect to become wealthy if you don't have a business that you're controlling? Because you're not going to become wealthy working a job. And I am definitely not knocking a 9-to-5, but I'm saying if wealth is what you wish to achieve, then it's not going to happen on a 9-to-5 job. And I want to say very quickly, before I go any further, that wealth doesn't just mean having a lot of money. But really, let me share with you the definition of wealth. Wealth is an abundance or profusion of anything plentiful. And, it's all incorporated with your health. Health and wealth, all of those, those are easily succinctly, something that you should have together. That's all a part of the wealth package. So what it is if you want to become wealthy, you have to create something that's going to help you gain that wealth, develop a business, be passionate about that business, and do whatever it takes, no matter what comes your way, to make that business flourish. And that, and we were talking about earlier, removing negative people, negative thoughts, and all of those things from your atmosphere in order for you to keep propelling forward successfully. 3, you have to be innovative. If you want to be wealthy, you have to always be a person that's constantly creating, thinking. Like, there are times when, I'm sleeping and I'm still creating in my head, and sometimes I have to get up and write down ideas and thoughts. I'll wake up out of my sleep and write down ideas and thoughts. So that's a sign of a person that's very innovative, and that person, whatever it is that they wish to do, because they have such a creative mind, they're constantly moving. It's just like a fire is being lit in them. It's like a constant fire. You want to get yourself to that point where it's a constantly, you know, a constant flicking on. You know, you have this tenacity in you that you just keep going, and you know, when you think of one great thing, you think of something greater, and on and on and on. Number four, do what you love. If you're passionate about something, I know that I'm a passionate person about helping people. It's in my DNA. It's always been, I've always thought about other people. I always, you know, when things hurt other people, it hurts me. And I don't even have to be related to a person, but it's just in my nature to be like that. Sometimes people can see that as a weakness, but it isn't when you know how to definitely control how you choose to react to people, love people, and, you know, maintain a balance between, good, what's good and bad, and not to do it at certain times with regards to showing compassion toward people. Because there are some people out there that can really, you know, really try you. And it's not, not one person's ever meant to help everybody. Sometimes it takes a special kind of person to reach out and touch a certain person, because not every person is going to receive your compassion or accept your compassion. But that's the key thing. You have to be passionate about what you love. And number five, give it back. When you attain wealth, you have to learn. It's just like, you know, planting a seed and, you know, watering it and it harvests into a beautiful green plant. But when you think about it, you have to keep planting and planting in order to keep, you know, reaping harvest. So when you give back, the universe automatically gives back to you no matter what. People, you know, you can't be a person that you can, but it won't profit you anything in the long run. If you're constantly gaining and gaining and never wanting to give out to the less fortunate, or to do something that to build, you know, help someone else come up in a new direction and find a new perspective in their life, you have to be that person, you know, because prime examples are givers, Oprah, and it's just like her. It never ceases to stop what she, you know, she's reinventing herself. But her riches and her wealth and her knowledge and wisdom never ceases, because she constantly, you know, invests back into people and not just people. You know, it's easy for us to be a blessing to people that you know. But I double dare you to bless somebody that you don't know. I really don't get into the seed, you know, the Christmas season or anything like that, not for any religious purposes or anything, but I celebrate the spirit and the love of it all. And, you know, I just decided years ago that instead of buying these expensive gifts for people that I know who became accustomed to receiving certain gifts from me, I started wrapping gifts, you know, blankets and sweaters and you know, different things of that nature, things that people always need no matter what, and just start randomly giving those things out to people that I did not know. And a lot of times people don't realize the more you give, you know, I always look for an opportunity to give back to the another person. It may not be with finances. It may be with something else that, you know, that could be resourceful for them. It may be an opportunity that I can afford another person. But, you know, it's like in my DNA, and I can't even express that enough how important that is, to incorporate giving to someone else unconditionally. You know, it's so easy for me to love the people that I already love that's in my family. But, you know, it's so much more rewarding when you're able to love and not, you know, expecting anything in return, and you're helping someone else, you know, even if it's helping them to come into their own and understand that they are worth something in life. helping them to understand that they can do something better in their life. So all people sometimes they need is a little bit of push and somebody to say that you can do it. Sometimes we look at our fellow brothers and sisters and we judge them and not knowing where how and why they became, you know, put into the position that they're in. So these are some of the things that I say, you know, give back. And don't look at people, don't give with, oh, you know, I'm helping them. You know, that's just the wrong, the wrong attitude to give in. But give back without condition, and you'll be surprised at how things will flourish in your life. And, again, I can't even explain to you this spiritual journey that I've been on. And even with my going back and forth, but every time I fall down, I get right back up, and it's just like it's more emerging enlightenment and more strength added into my life, and more influx of, you know, positive energy, and it's just like it won't leave me. So, you know, this is why I wanted to do this show, because just all of the things that I have been doing, you know, over time in my life, just, you know, detoxing myself, just, you know, negative thoughts, negative things, negative ways of how I do day to day in my life has been just opening up ways for me, opportunities for me. And I share those things with other people. You can't expect to, you know, receive and then not give out, to give back into the universe. You have to. It's a must. And I'm going to go very quickly. Number six, continuing to learn. We, again, we talk about wanting to obtain wealth and all of these things, but you have to continue to learn. Never think that, oh, I have arrived. I will keep on learning to the day I die. I will never put myself in a position where I feel like I can't learn from anyone else. Because we all can learn from one another. I don't care. People feel like, oh, I got this PhD or I have this master's degree or all of these degrees. But the layman can tell you something. It can be so profound that, you know, you could take that, you know, and somebody will want to put it in their textbook. So, you know, these are some of the things. I just want you to, you know, listen under the sound of my voice. Learn. Let's learn to not, you know, judge one another and be accepting of one with another where they are, because people are at different levels in their life. They have different processes in their life. I may be on level 12. You may be on level 25. But the thing is that, you know, it's my decision, your decision to keep on going till we, you know, take our lives to the next level and the next level and the next level. So don't judge a person where they are in their life. You know, as long as they're doing whatever it takes to follow through with their process, that's all that matters. Number seven, leverage. And one of the other things of the traits of extremely wealthy people is leverage. Okay, you know, we say that we want to, you know, accomplish these things in our lives, and we figured out a way, you know, to get rid ourselves of these negative forces. But, you know, we also have to, once we educate ourselves, we also have to learn how to apply certain principles in our lives and learn how to use those principles to grow our wealth. And leverage is one of them. There are so many ways that you can gain leverage, and whether it be information or whether it be another person giving you leverage or, you know, to take it to the next level. But that's what some of the things that, you know, extremely wealthy people do. And, but those are some of the things that, you know, I'm sharing with you because I've been just surrounding myself in the environments where people that, you know, that have attained these things and are sharing their information, sharing their stories of how they got to where they are. That is so important to learn from people. I would say if you are able to get a mentor or a person that you see that they have accomplished what you're trying to accomplish, and if they, you know, and you'll be surprised at how many people will say, yes, I'll be a mentor to you. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm learning from people who have already attained the things that I want to attain, and that's the best thing to do. Or, you know, or associate yourself with some person that you know that is just beyond, without a shadow of doubt, that all the energy around them is so, you know, it's probably the force around them is like so pulling that, you know, if you're right, surrounded in what they're experiencing, that some of that, you know, positive energy is going to, you know, just rub off on you. That's the thing I like to do, because it's amazing how that works. You know, the same thing when we were talking about earlier about the negativity rubbing off on you, the same thing applies when somebody is just experiencing this phenomenal thing. Like I say to myself, you know, I'm going through this experience and this wonderful journey that I've been on, and it will not stop, and it's because I'm really seeking, seeking for all a holistic life in all aspects of my life, everything from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm putting myself all in. I'm putting everything out on the table and allowing myself to take it all in and take myself, you know, allow myself to go where my process is taking me, where the universe is taking me, where I know the Almighty Father wants to take me. And, you know, it's just been a beautiful journey for me. But, I wanted to, you know, kind of quickly wrap it up. The time just went by so fast. It's like 4.5 minutes remaining in the show. But, again, I just want to just recap really quick the topic of, you know, detoxing your life to grasp onto the beauty of your future. If you want things to change in your life, if you want a more rewarding life, you have to assess yourself within, change those things that are keeping you from having this joyous life, this successful, wealthy life or existence that you wish to have. You have to change yourself with, you know, nobody else. Everything begins with you. You can't blame this person, that person. Everything begins with you. If all of those things are hurt, you got to release yourself, all those hurts, your past hurts, all that bad karma, all grudges that you've held with the other people in your life, because the longer you hold on to those things, the longer it stunts your growth. You have to know that, you have to understand that, because if you don't, you will remain stagnant in one position and you will go no further. That's just the bottom line. You will go nowhere, no direction or anything. But I wish I could just, you know, have people in the room with me when I'm experiencing, when I'm meditating in the morning. I just can't. It's just like every thought, all my thoughts are just like super illuminated, and it's just like a fire, like I'm sitting on a boat of fire is under me, and I have to, you know, it's just keeping me popping, going. It's just, you know, it's an energy that is unexplainable, but it's something that I wanted to make sure that I share with people of what I'm doing with my life from head to toe. I'm detoxing everything in my life, and I'm not going to stop until everything, you know, that I wish to have in my life, you know, it has manifested into my life, because it's mine to have. But anyway, Detroit and all our global listeners, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station here on Live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. Remember, this weekend, this entire week, and the weeks to come, we will continue some the sessions of this session, Life Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. I've been getting so many messages from people saying, you know, what happened to the segment? Please do forgive me, but I have a lot of things that I've been working on, and, you know, some of the things are coming together, and I've been working on putting a book together, like I talked about earlier in the show, and that finally is being published, and it's going to be on Amazon.com, the book patch, and various stations. We have a new anthology, the Synchronized Ink Anthology. It's a collection of poetry from people from all over the globe who have been included in this anthology, so I'm very proud of that, that it's actually manifested. So step by step, I've been working on little things here and there, and just manifesting the things that I desire to have in my life and allowing that process to happen. So I just want you to definitely check out all the shows for this week, and we will continue the segments for you guys, and make sure that we tune, have you updated with some other information. Check out all of our regular scheduled shows with all of our hosts, various hosts who have different segments on the show. And we love you, and thank you so much again for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Life Coach Marshall Alfred. If you feel that you have life coaching needs, please feel free to give me a call at 734-365-6689, and I will be more than happy to help you. I also, that's also my publishing company name. I also have the 734-274-6089. And please do check me out and give me, I coach via Skype, via online, or the telephone. But whatever your needs, please feel free to reach out. And we'll let you know what we're doing within the community here in Michigan, because I also do small workshops and things of that nature, and I do intimate workshops with, talking specifically about single, empowering women to embrace their singleness and until that special someone comes into their life, and a lot of other things. So under the sound of my voice, I want to just thank you again. Thank you for hanging out with me, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Peace. Let's take it out, Jazzy.